This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. And Barkley. And you. Today. My wife has started doing that. Today.
When are you having the baby? If you're listening to this weekend. In a month.
and then like if you ask in June, when did you have the baby? 3 weeks from tomorrow.
If you're listening to this
after
I have the
child. 2 weeks from this past Wednesday.
Yesterday.
Okay. Over the course of the next 60 minutes on the show, we will bring you all our bets for tonight. How's your card looking, by the way? We've got one hockey game tonight, a couple NBA games.
The NBA, like, really, there's actually interesting stuff, I promise. I don't want to bet any of it, but it's interesting. For awards, there's, like, a couple interesting things going on. Hockey, there's one game. I have a couple bets and like questions in baseball that I think I got a little itch for baseball betting, I think, just like a little bit. We read a bunch of the game recap stories from last night's games just to start open up like the award spreadsheet that will now be open every day from now until September. And just try to like, again, like for me, especially like familiarize myself with all these players, like, okay, like here's the list for the Cy Young. I mean, I've heard of most of those players, but like Rookie of the Year, I don't know any of them. Okay, you know, Manager of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, which is in one place, which is incredibly funny that market is now open. They've been handing it out for about 20 years. So I got a couple questions in baseball, some bets that I like, and we'll see what happens.
I've got like four bets written down for baseball for us to talk about coming up in the final segments of the show, and we'll obviously give bets for the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. It's like, what can go wrong tonight?
Oh, man. Well, and that's the funny thing. Like, Houston is not getting bet. Duke has actually gotten bet a little in that game. Favorite got bet out in Tennessee and Marquette, which were the two bets that I talked about liking the most earlier in the week. And, like, now those numbers were like a point away from that. So, I don't know. We'll see. And Gonzaga has gotten bet pretty aggressively in the last couple hours, I would say. A lot of 4.5s on the board right now.
All right, so we'll give you our college basketball bets for tonight to wrap up the show in 40 minutes. We'll wrap up our UFL conversation coming up in a little bit. We'll guess the opening point spreads for this weekend. As a reminder to all our listeners and viewers, Ken and I are back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off, getting you set to bet and hopefully win on the Elite Eight round of the NCAA tournament. Most outstanding player futures and all that good stuff coming up tomorrow morning. But joining us right now to talk the games coming up tonight in the Sweet 16, to talk the Elite Eight tomorrow, and maybe commiserate with us. I actually don't know how his betting night went last night. Couldn't have been worse than mine, thanks to North Carolina. Joining us right now is our good friend, the great Dallin Cuff, who's absolutely killing it right now, not just on ESPN, studio host and analyst both for their college hoops coverage, and you can watch him on ESPN Bet Live, but also doing awesome work for our friends at SiriusXM College Sports Radio. We're on SiriusXM, so Dallin, our teammate now, SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84. He will be in Phoenix next week, the site of the Final Four, obviously hosting shows on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, so check him out there, and of course on ESPN and on Twitter at Dallin Cuff. My friend, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
What a hell of an intro, my friend. I always love coming out with you. Make me feel like $100. Actually, last night was great. In game, he got Alabama plus 10.5. That was probably 6 minutes into that game, which was pretty great. And I think that's basically because of the star for Carolina. And that looks good because Trimble and Cadeau are hitting threes. That's not really a sustainable model. I didn't think Carolina would lose. I had them pre-flop at minus 4.5. So we went a little heavier in the in-game bet. So came a little ahead of there. And then the rest of them were wins. I can't bet UConn being in Connecticut, but you can handle that out. But the other two games, Illinois money line, and took the points with I'm blanking on the other game. We had one loss yesterday. It was in Carolina minus 4.5. So it's been good. In-game wagering for me has been the best through the course of the tournament as we're seeing how some of these matchups are going to play out versus what we think they're going to be. Let's be honest, guys. A couple times I've doubled down hard against myself within 6 minutes to win. But before the game, I was way freaking off.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I love this side. And then you're at the under 12 timeout, be like, I have no idea what I was doing. Like, why did I do that after watching the first day? Like, I mean, like Clemson, Arizona yesterday. Like, if you liked Arizona before that game, I probably didn't. Like, 8 minutes into the game, 12 minutes into the game. Down, one question about UConn, and then we could talk about the four games coming up tonight. We had Clark Kellogg on earlier in the show, asked him the same question. Just, I think we're all as bettors trying to figure out, okay, like, is there a team that can give UConn, like, an A game and maybe beat them? Even like, you know, if UConn has an off night or something, if UConn plays their best, they probably win every game. Is there a team, maybe it's Illinois tomorrow? That was Clark's answer. Is there a team coming up, either Alabama, Clemson, Illinois, team on the right side of the bracket, you think really has a chance to give UConn an L in this tournament?
Well, the thing you have to do with UConn is, A, you have to be able to score, but you have to be able to defend. So you have to be able to balance team. That's what concerns you about Illinois. Illinois, you know, they've defended pretty poorly in the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. They've had games where they've been better, and last night was a game where they were better. But also, Iowa State is a team that can struggle to score at times, so it helps play into that a little bit. You have to be balanced. You have to be balanced. You have to have a big that can battle with Klingon, can also protect their own rim, and you have to have guards that can make plays and sustain and handle a little bit of pressure too, and a little bit of guys getting into them. So that really narrows the gap. And I think Tennessee can compete with them. I think, Purdue, if the guards can handle enough to get to that point, they may be able to compete with them. They will be able to compete with them, but I think it's few and far between. Now I look on that left side. Like I said, I don't think Illinois, if Illinois scores a ton and UConn does not shoot it well or doesn't play well offensively, they can have a chance. But I really do think that you're going to have to be balanced because UConn can score and they can really guard. They can play in a half-court game. They play in a tempo game. They've got a rim protector. They can give the ball to a guy in the post, and he can score. They've got a number of different dudes that can make plays. You don't have to just key on one guy to take away, and you're okay. So on that left side of the bracket, Alabama, I don't think, defends well enough. I don't think Clemson has enough of size to handle him. Now, but granted, P.J. Hall could punish Klingon if he's guarding him away from the perimeter, so that'd be an interesting matchup if they get to that point, if Clemson finds a way to get the win here. But The biggest threats to them remain on the right side, really, in Tennessee, Purdue, Creighton, and maybe even Houston. But I think you have to have balance. You have to have those elements I put before, and there's only a couple teams that really do that at a high level.
You better you bet with Nick and Ken here on a Friday, talking the NCAA tournament with our friend Dallin Cuff, ESPN studio host and analyst for college hoops coverage, studio host and analyst on ESPN Bet Live, and host on SiriusXM College Sports Nation Channel 84, live from Phoenix next week for the Final Four. Dallin, we'll do the four games tonight in a second. Give us, if you can, in like 30 seconds, just so we save time for tonight's games. Do you have a thought on who's going to win tomorrow, Clemson and Alabama, in the West region to go to the Final Four? Bama, about a 2.5-point favorite in that game. Do you have a lean or like a bet that you think you're going to place Clemson and Bama coming up tomorrow, total 164.5?
I haven't contemplated as much as I probably should. We're talking about some of these games tonight, but my lean is to Clemson just on gut. I think they're consistently, their ability to be have less of a variance. If Alabama makes a bunch of threes, they win the game. And I think I'm going to bet to just tip my hat that if they make a bunch of threes, I'll take an L. But I think Clemson's balance in the offensive and defensive end, and then the multitude by ways they can hurt you. I'm going to lean toward them. And Brad Brunell coached an outstanding game last night. I think he can do it again in this game coming up. They play a slower tempo, which can affect Alabama and their rhythm. So let's go with the Tigers. I don't even know if I'll take a 2.5. I'll just go money line for a little bit more value and think they win and they go to Final Four.
Yeah, just going to be so interesting. I saw Alabama try to get out in transition, shoot a ton of threes against North Carolina, like Clemson. It's like everybody back. Let's set up our defense. Let's like take our time when we have the ball. Like just like who wins out style wise in that game, I think is really interesting. Let's do the four games tonight, Dallin. First game, Marquette has taken some money that even since yesterday. So they were 6, 6.5, now 7.5 in most places against NC State. Kind of one of like the Cinderellas, if you want to call them that, of the tournament. 151.5 the total. Any bets for you in the first game tonight with Marquette and NC State?
Yeah, I like the points here. Like NC State, I think they can win without a doubt. They've proven to us they can beat anybody, can be a very good team. So they can win the game, but I think they can. I like the matchup with Oso Igodoro and DJ Burns if they're guarding each other, and they may not. They may do some cross matching, but how each team handles that individual guy is important. And then obviously keeping Tyler Kolick out of the lane, trying to force him to drive to score. Don't drive to create, because that's when you get in real problems. NC State's guards have played really well. Morcell and Horn have scored the ball really well. They're playing at a very high level. So give me the 7.5. I'm not really sold on what their metrics were back in early February. This is a different team than we saw 5 weeks ago. So I'll take the points.
7.5 is the number right now for NC State and our show sponsor, BetMGM. Dallin, how about Purdue and Gonzaga? Purdue is a 4.5-point favorite now, so Gonzaga's gotten bet a little bit over the course of the last couple hours. Purdue -4.5, 154.5 the total.
Yeah, I like Purdue here, and I think this is more about Gonzaga's guards and not about the matchup they played early in the year, but Gonzaga's a much better, much different team there. To affect Purdue, you know what Edie's going to do? You have to get up in their guards and make them feel you, turn them over, speed them up, and if to use a soccer term, stop service to Edie, stop the ability for them to easily get them entry passes into Edie. And I don't think Gonzaga doesn't have the guards to really do it. They don't defend in that way. They defend okay, but they are a team offensively. They're really good when they play through EK. They can shoot it better now. Ben Gregg's addition to the lineup has been really good. Ned Hard's a really good guard. They are not a defensive, tough physical team, and that's not how they're built. So I don't think they can impose their will the way that they need to. So I'm going to lay the – I like the numbers come down because I talked about 5.5 earlier today. I got to click bet because I do think there was an option that people were going to bet Gonzaga with the number. So I'm going to take the Boilers at 4.5.
Down the second game in Dallas is, really like a really, really interesting matchup. Duke and Houston, kind of like the team that's had the great regular season success against a team with like a ton of talent, but maybe you don't see it all the time. And kind of how does this fit together? Also, does Houston, are they too physical for Duke? We've had a bunch of people on the show this week kind of bring that up, like Tennessee in the tournament last year. Houston, a 4-point favorite, total 133.5. How about Houston and Duke?
Yeah, those three people in the stripes, my man, that's what's going to define here things, I think, Nick and Ken. Like, if the game is called like Duke and JMU were, where Edwards got two fouls, Sun Belt Player of the Year in the first 90 seconds, they couldn't be physical, they couldn't get in them. Duke's talent and ability can impact this game at a whole different level. Then they can win the game. I like them to cover. If it is called tightly, I mean, it's called loose, and, Houston's about to play the way they played all year and get up in you and be physical and push and pull and double and turn you guys over and speed guys up, then I think the Cougs cover. I'm betting that they're going to let them play more than there's a tighter whistle here, and Houston's going to kind of have a little bit of a positive regression based on how they played in the last game out against A&M. I think they win. I think they cover. But the officiating, because like I said before, if you see fouls called early in that game, there may be a double down on the Blue Devils coming for me in the 7-minute mark, 8-minute mark of the game, because that's very different.
I was just going to say, like, I like Houston in the game also, but if it's going to be, like, who's going to get the favorable whistle, Duke minus a million against Houston. Dallin, let's close. Final game of the night. Tennessee has been bet out now, and it's not juiced one way or the other here. Tennessee's more than a possession against Creighton, -3.5, -110 at BetMGM, 146.5 the total. So, like, a big difference between laying 2.5 with Tennessee and laying 3.5. Like, I know it's only a point, but around, like, the number three, make it a full over a possession now with the Vols. Who do you like in the final game tonight, Dallin? Alan, 30 seconds here, please. Tennessee and Creighton.
That movement has changed my. I was going to go Tennessee before. I was kind of torn on it, but I do. I love that. Well, to your point, over a possession. I think it's the best game on paper coming in. I think Creighton is capable, especially within their TARDIS 35. Not a lot of depth. They're able to get threes up. Tennessee has a good 3-point percentage defensively, but in terms of allowing teams to shoot, they're bottom 50 in attempted threes. So I think Creighton's going to be able to get looks up. Their elite shooting team, hopefully a positive regression on their side as well. I'm long for Tennessee with some futures and playing to the tournament and into the final and the final four. So, I mean, this is a bit of a hedge play on what I have in the futures, but I do think I like the points of Creighton. They can obviously win it straight up, but I'll take those 3.5 points and maybe thread the needle. We'll see.
Dallin, apologies if you're not, like, up on this, what I'm about to ask you right now. I'm guessing you probably are because you're a huge fan of this team, but huge game in the Premier League this weekend. Your Arsenal Gunners take down Manchester City on Sunday. Any thoughts on the game of – one of the games of the year in the Premier League coming up on Sunday, Arsenal and City, in, like, 15 seconds?
Why in the hell is this on Easter, by the way, dude? Like, what are we doing here? Yeah, like, this isn't helping me at all, like, in terms of planning and – got my daughter and all this stuff. Like, this is the whole season's been hinges on this game, and it kicks off at 11:30. I hope they win. I don't think I can bet it. I can't emotionally be involved in financially. This would be just massive. So it is a huge game, and yes, I'll be walking off my phone doing an Easter egg hunt with my daughter here in our house we just moved into. So that'll be an event.
Well, yeah. Oh, and congratulations on that. And, you know, the NFL has the war on Christmas, and now the football, the Premier League, has the war on Easter. Absolutely. Nothing sacred anymore. Dallin is the best. You watch him on ESPN, studio host and analyst for their college hoops coverage. He's on ESPN Bet Live, studio host and analyst, and again, hosting next week on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, live from Phoenix, getting you set for the Final Four. Our SiriusXM teammate, our friend Dallin Cuff, my friend, we appreciate it. Hope you have a great Easter. Good luck with the bets, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
Our friend Dallin Cuff joining us here on the show. Well, he's right. It's like sports all the time. It's cool.
We're less than an hour from the first game again. Starting to get
That's
excited
crazy.
Again.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It crushed last night. Now I'm really excited again.
What do bettors and cornerbacks have in common? Gotta have short memories, man. And also backpedal really fast. You know, bets for tonight coming up later, but on the other side, your favorite bets for tonight and the rest of the UFL rosters.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. Really enjoyed the interview with Dallin Cuff, one of our absolute favorites on the show. Love Dallin. Bets for tonight in 20 minutes. We'll take your favorite bets, a couple of them from the YouTube chat, the Twitch chat, and on Twitter from our buddy Alex, our executive producer, in a couple moments. But Ken, let's finish up the UFL conversation, and then we'll play everyone's favorite game. Guess the UFL point spread. We've hit 7 of the 8 teams. Let's go to the 8th and final team, which is the St. Louis Battlehawks. Oh. Coached by Anthony Becht, who follows me on Twitter. Shout out to Anthony Becht, former first-round pick tight end of the New York Jets. Quarterback depth chart here. Oh, I said it already. A.J. McCarron is going to be the starter and, like, the best quarterback in the league. So A.J. McCarron will start. Brandon Silvers is also on the staff chart.
Went to a Sunbelt team, Troy, maybe. Yeah, he was like a really good player in college.
Nate's son?
Yeah,
quarterback rating of 538.
Nice. That's good. Yeah, what
and
else
And then third-string quarterback, Lenny's grandson, Dominique's son, Manny Wilkins.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
I don't know who it is.
Manny Wilkins. it's Tom Flacco.
He played at Arizona State.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right. Sure. Like wait, sure. what years you got there?
Manny Wilkins is a funny name. Manny Wilkins played, we don't have years, but 2015 to 19.
I started all 13
games as a senior.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this player. Yeah. I got it. I didn't get some of the other ones. I got this one. Yeah.
All right. So now that we have gone through all the rosters, now let's try and guess some point spreads. Some sides and totals coming up for this weekend in the UFL. 2 games on Saturday. Tomorrow, and I'm just going to double check. I have it here. Okay. Arlington tomorrow, which is Bob Stoops and Luis Perez is the starting quarterback. Bob Stoops and Luis Perez will host the Birmingham Stallions. Head coach Skip Holtz, starting quarterback here, is Matt Corral.
And the first team is the Stoops team is hosting the game.
The Stoops team is hosting the game, correct.
Stoops team definitely favored. Just by how much? Is it a full field goal? I don't know if the market thinks Matt Corral's good. Maybe he gets some credit like first game. Stoops team 2.5.
Birmingham -3.5.
So people think Corral's like really good.
That appears to be the case.
This is why I said that. Like, I don't know how the market thinks about Matt Corral. Like, I didn't think this was a thing. And maybe he's the best quarterback. That kind of number tells you he might be the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, they think he
so
might
be. Playing
the
team that
the
won
me,
the
maybe.
Other league. They're playing the yep. team that won the league. Well, I guess, but they had a bad regular season, right? So maybe their rating isn't very good, even though they won the league. I'm like thinking too much into this. I'm surprised Matt Corral's that big of a favorite. I wouldn't know what the market would think of him.
Do you want me to give you like, do you want to guess a total? Like, do you even know like what the ranges are?
Way lower than at NFL is usually how it goes. Like mid 30s is usually where it goes. Like high 30s or low 30s,
yeah,
sorry.
Like,
low and mid 30s.
Yeah, we're like low 40s for all of them.
Oh, really?
There's no 30 total. Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are either. Like when they merged, I'm going to guess we don't need to look up like all the rule changes. Like I'm sure they're kind of funky, but they clearly support scoring a little bit.
Total is 41 in this game with Birmingham and Alabama. So this is Matt Corral and the Stallions 3.5 on the road at the Arlington Renegades.
Matt
Second
Corral.
Game tomorrow.
That's interesting. Yeah.
There you go. Second game is the St. Louis Battlehawks on the road at the Michigan Panthers. St. Louis will start AJ McCarron. Michigan, we don't know. The Panthers. EJ Perry is Michigan's starting quarterback. So EJ Perry in Michigan hosting AJ McCarron in St. Louis.
I mean, I said one team had to be favored in the last game and the other team was more than a field goal. So let's see how this goes. I don't know why Michigan would be favored. I don't know how much home field is worth on this either. Maybe zero because nobody goes to the games and I don't know how the travel works, whatever. Battle Hawks. Like a lot, right? Battle Hawks 4.
Battle Hawks 7.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what a lot is in this league. So I was like more than a field goal, whatever it is. It's more than a... Okay. So my read on that one was pretty good. Like
yep,
that was, okay.
It was.
The first one was terrible. I got Matt Corral. I didn't know. Okay. All right. Let's keep going.
Total 41 also with St. Louis and Michigan.
Ah,
so now we go to no better way to celebrate Easter Sunday than with the UFL. Sunday at noon sees the DC Defenders visit the San Antonio Brahmas. So San Antonio's coach is Wade Phillips. I have looked it up. Starting at quarterback for San Antonio, the Garber baby, Chase Garbers.
Okay.
DC, coached by Reggie Barlow, last year's XFL finalist, losing to Arlington. Jordan Tiamo, the starting quarterback for DC.
I think the Brahmas were Hines Ward last year. That was his team.
That's right.
I think they were terrible. So the question is, is going from him to Wade Phillips, like, does the market view that as this, like, really big deal? I don't know who their starting quarterback was. Probably wasn't Chase Garbers. Against a team that would definitely have been a big favorite over them last year. I'll still say, like, Defenders get more credit until the Brahmas play, like, till we actually see what this is going to be. So I'll say, like, Defenders. Oh, God. Defenders 3.
Defenders 6.5.
Okay. All right. So, like, got to see it. Wade Phillips got to prove it.
total 43.
Big prove it game for Wade Phillips in the UFL on Easter Sunday.
Final game. The Roughnecks of Houston will host the Memphis Showboats. Houston, coached by Curtis C.J. Johnson.
That's my favorite name. The Memphis Showboats. Amazing.
Houston starting quarterback is Jared Guarantano, the Bay. And Memphis, the Showboats, John DeFilippo, playing this one close to the vest, has not named a starting quarterback.
I've got to be real tight-lipped here.
Between Case Cookus, Josh Love, and Troy Williams. So we don't know Memphis's quarterback. I'm guessing it's going to be Case Cookus. And
okay.
Houston will start Jared Guarantano, Houston the home team.
So Guarantano at Cookus, that's our yeah. quarterback matchup here. And then
Guarantano matchup. Hosting Cookus.
Oh, hosting Cookus. A little home cooking. Okay, let's see. The first three I felt like I really knew what it was going to be, and this one I don't. Like, is Jared Guarantano better than Case Cookus? Is a question that's in my head right now. No, I don't think so. Who's the coach of Guarantano's team?
Guarantano's coach is CJ Johnson.
Oh, Curtis Johnson, the guy we had never heard of? Okay. Kukis's team, not by a lot. Kukis's team, like, -1.5.
The other team, Houston, -1.5, the home team. So Guarantano, okay, so -1.5.
Not a really strong market opinion on who's better between Guarantano and Kukis. And Guarantano hosting the game, if home field is worth a sliver of anything, maybe that's viewed as the difference between the teams in the game. Okay.
Okay, so based off what we just did, by the way, and just like, if I had had to guess this stuff also, I would have definitely gone with you, like, closer to Birmingham being favored over, Arlington being favored against Birmingham in the Luis Perez, Matt Corral game. So is there, based off this, is there a bet that we want to place? Like, is it Arlington +3.5?
Yeah.
Against Matt Corral?
Yeah. So what if Matt Corral, like, ends up being the MVP of the league?
It'd be, like, really funny. He might. I mean, it's possible.
Who knows? Yeah. Huge quarterback in high school and college. And then the other one is just,
Luis Perez has got the Arlington size chip on his shoulder, though, man. How many times can this guy be looked over here?
Spring King. Yeah. Luis Perez. The other one, like, do you just play on, like, the genius of Wade Phillips? Like, he coaches these teams, they do really well. Like, he's an awesome coach.
I'm with you. I'm with you here. I'll take 6.5 with the Brahma Bulls.
It's like he left Houston to coach the San Antonio Brahmas. I just, sure.
Who's the show bets, right?
Who's the
Garber baby?
Who's the Wade Phillips quarterback? Oh, that's not even that bad.
No, it's not.
Not like
I'd rather it be Tom Flacco.
Yeah, please, Tom Flacco, get involved in this league, please.
So show bets will be Arlington +3.5, San Antonio +6.5.
Yeah, show bets as opposed to show boats. We're playing
to Memphis. This is put on them blue suede shoes. All right, and that's our UFL coverage for this week. Join us again next week when we play Guess the UFL Spread. But for now, before we wrap up the show with bets for tonight, Alex, pop on here and give us a couple chat bets here. Social, Twitter, whatever, YouTube, whatever. Favorite bets for tonight from our listeners and viewers for the NCAA tournament?
Truth Social.
Yeah, sure. Let's start with the YouTube chat like we always do. Shout out socials. At JB38, he's taking Houston first half -1.5. He doesn't think Duke will start off as hot as they did versus JMU. Houston frustrates them on defense. Also, the Cougars are not the best free throw team, so let's limit the risk.
Can I ask this question before we talk about it? Like, I like the handicap there from JB. On Truth Social, which I am not on, which is not a commentary on my political viewpoint, just like I'm not on Truth Social. Does anyone go on Truth Social like to talk like a big game's going on?
Oh, okay.
Like
is it
like
just
Carolina,
politics?
Like closing like moments of Carolina Bama. Yeah,
right.
Like does anyone log on to Truth Social to be like, can't believe like Withers took that three?
Right. Or just like, did anybody else see Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft today? Like, yes, like, is that like a topic that comes up? Or is it literally just like Israel-Palestine conflict, like this, and this? Right. Or like Aaron Rodgers and RFK.
Does anyone on True Social talk sports?
Probably not. Or if they do, it's a minority. I could make a really funny joke right now, but I won't.
That's kind of like a funny question, though, right?
Oh, definitely. Be like, yeah, I was on Truth Social talking about the Duke game last night. What? What are you talking about? I, as someone who has Duke to win the region, to get back to this game and this bet before I say something inappropriate, I have Duke to win the region. I would very much like them to win this game. I'm like 10-1 to win the region, a little less. And I'm concerned that they just can't possibly shoot as well as they did against James Madison. I mean, made every three, basically every three the entire game. Just, I worry about Houston and Tennessee, the two of the teams playing tonight. If you're against them, you worry about you're getting them off the worst possible version of them. Houston got a terrible whistle, foul trouble. Juwan Roberts gets hurt in the first half, doesn't play a lot early. Like, everything goes wrong, and they somehow make it. And they weren't supposed to. Now what do you get off that? Probably not an F-minus game again. And then Tennessee should never, ever, ever have beat Texas the way they shot. Like, they literally, basically no team has ever shot as poorly as they did and won. Like, never happened in the NCAA tournament. And so now what? You're going to shoot that bad again against Creighton? Like, that's do you worry with those two teams? Like, do you get a better performance? To be fair, that would lead to both of those teams in the first half giving you a little bit more, you know, off of terrible performances in a week off.
I like Houston in the game, so I like this bet from our pal, JB38. Thank you very much for the submission. Alex, what's next?
All right, another from YouTube, our guy at J Klopfenstein. Shout out to the Klopp. NC State's power forward, Mohamed Diarra, 10 points and 10 rebounds at a crisp plus 180.
Seems like a low price on a double-double in a college player,
right?
Doesn't
in,
it?
In college basketball,
stats,
we had this, yeah.
Outrageous, maybe? Yeah. Maybe his stats are really good. I don't know. Yeah.
But how does he get it? But what's Burns then?
Well, I think the thought is, like, is Burns, like, is he going to get played off the floor a little bit by some of the things that that Marquette's going to do?
Oh, like, that's interesting.
Yeah. I read that in a couple places. It doesn't mean it has to play out that way. Just, like, is this the game where Burns dominates? Like, maybe not. Like, a lot of our memories of him having great performances are, like, the other team had, like, an identifiable big in their, like, most common five-man rotations that are, like, that was, like, always going to play no matter what, and where Burns could just post up and, like, do all the things that he does. I know there's, like, not that he won't do that tonight because he's awesome. I think there's just a little more skepticism that he'll have, like, a ton of success in tonight's game, how fast Marquette wants to play sometimes. It's just interesting.
All right, so maybe that I hope it hits. Alex, give
us
one. Yeah,
I don't have a strong opinion. It seems like a low price on a college double-double. I'll just say that.
One from Twitter at FThoughts8. He's taking Marquette's David Joplin over 1.5 threes.
And our people that listen to our show better hope the NCAA doesn't ban these player props. People love these things.
Janice.
Yeah. You know. David Joplin, they call him the entertainer, over 1.5 threes tonight. I don't have a lot to offer on this one. I'm sorry.
I don't know, like Kolek driving and kicking out for open threes. I like it. Does David Joplin play on Marquette?
You're asking me this like I know the answer. Yeah. Like
So thank you to FThoughts8 for the submission and everyone that submitted. On the other side, bets for tonight, college hoops, NBA, National Hockey League, and baseball here on a Friday.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, some thank yous to Dole out before we wrap up the show with all our bets coming up for tonight. Amazing guest on the show today. How about Clark Kellogg? What, like, a nice guy also, in addition to being, like, a tremendous analyst. Very gracious and generous with his time. Yeah. Okay, he was awesome. So we appreciate Clark Kellogg coming on the show very much. Anthony Amico was awesome. Anthony DeBundo was awesome. Joey Kanish was awesome. Dallin Cuff, sensational. Our crew, sensational today as well. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano. Our technical director, I believe it's Sean, smile on his mouth, a hand on his heart. If it wasn't Sean, then it's Lauren's brother, Stephen Conrad, a.k.a. SC. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, who you can hear on Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Weekdays, 2 p.m. Eastern with Lucy Burge here on the BetQL Network. And our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, downtown Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM. Tonight. All right, let's get to it right now. Without further ado, bets for tonight. We will start with the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Jake the Snake, please drop the dope ass beat. BetMGM is our show sponsor. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks, and BetMGM is introducing the Major League Baseball Grand Slam Jackpot. Sounds awesome. I mean that sincerely. A weekly bet and get promotion. What you do, place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run each weekend. And if your player hits a grand, this thing's awesome. And if your player hits a grand slam, you can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. Details can be found at betmgm.com. Start winning with the king of sportsbooks. I want to do this every weekend. We should do this.
I I want to do this tonight, and my bet is Vlad Guerrero Jr., who starts in 6 minutes. Starts in 6 minutes. While Nick was reading that, I was parlaying Vlad to hit a home run tonight with like 9 different futures. So go Vlad, hit another home run.
So like, wait, so.
That's a bet and get. I bet Vlad to hit a home run, and then I get a lot of money when the Nuggets win the title. That's what happens.
Wait, so my question is, if you bet like a jabroni and he hits a grand slam, like, do you make more money or no? Right.
No.
So you should only be betting the best players then.
Yeah, you should be betting like Shohei Ohtani and like Aaron Judge.
Like Aaron Judge, you know? Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want in on this promotion. I'm gonna investigate this. It's a good job by our show sponsor.
Betting and getting. We like both of those things. Yeah.
What if you had to choose one, which would you choose?
I would choose getting, which would be like betting without the risk, I believe is what that would be called. Yeah. This is like that scene in Casino with Joe Pesci, where he like shows up to the sports book and he's like, you got something for me? And he's like, Nikki, the guy who runs the book is like, Nikki, I thought you were laying the points. He's like, no, I was taken. Like, I was like basically just trying to like strong arm him. And he's like, I'm a little confused. He's like, how about I shove your head through that window? He's like, I thought I was laying. takes the money. getting is better than
that. Oh, man. All right. I gotta tell you, man, this warms the heart. Starting in 23 minutes, Marquette against NC State. Marquette's almost out to 8 right now. It's a juice 7.5 at BetMGM against the Wolfpack. Total 151.5. Game 1 tonight in the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16.
I said Marquette was my favorite bet like 3 days ago when it was 6.5. I still like them. Every half point it goes up, I like them less, but I don't like NC State in the game. I think some of how we feel about NC State is predicated on that they played hurt Texas Tech and then Oakland and struggled to beat Oakland. I think that team should be a pretty big underdog in a game like this where the other team has a lot of time to prepare. So I like Marquette a little bit. As the number goes up, it just becomes kind of a lukewarm thought. I do not like NC State in the game, for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I like maybe like parlay, money line parlaying Marquette with, you know, probably Tennessee. I think Tennessee.
It's a tough night for that, even, honestly. It's a tough night.
It's just not great.
You like Marquette, lay them, live bet, halftime, I don't know, the Joplin props, whatever people like in the game. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Tease them down to 1.5. Doesn't sound terrible. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I like Marquette very much against NC State. Okay. Second game, Purdue-Ken, 4.5 against Gonzaga, 154.5 the total.
This is probably the one I flip-flopped the most on of the four games. As the week went on, I liked Gonzaga more and more. The problem is the market liked them too. If you had to bet the game, there's a bunch of fives still on the board. I would find a five, couple bucks on Gonzaga. That's about it. This is probably the one that I feel like is close to how I would handicap the game and how I would see it playing out.
I like Purdue, so I'll lay Purdue minus the 4.5. Ken, Houston and Duke will be oppo on this one for sure. I like Houston. You like Duke, right? Houston 4.5 right now at BetMGM. That 4.5 is juiced towards Duke. Total 133.5.
Yeah, I mean, I have Duke to win the region for a lot. Part of the handicap of that, well, hopefully Houston doesn't even make it to the game. But if they do, I feel like Duke maybe can hold up a little better than they could against Tennessee. Like a lot of those guys played in that game. And did they learn anything? Can they get a better whistle? That was the theme. And Dallin brought it up. That was the theme of that Tennessee game. Like, you'd body slam Kyle Filipowski and no call, basically. I guess if that's what it is tonight, Dallin's right. Like, maybe, like, cool, I'll give you my advice. Nick likes Houston. I like Duke. Maybe you just watch the first 8 minutes. How is this getting officiated?
Fair.
And maybe one of us is going to be way right and way wrong, depending on what the answer to that question is, probably. Because Houston definitely better this year. Duke way more talented, not arguable. Now that doesn't mean they're gonna win. They could get smoked, but like that's their advantage. Can that shine through, or is it gonna be too physical of a game? We'll see. And that, honestly, the total's affected by that too. Duke gonna go to the free throw line every single time. Duke gonna have freedom of movement on every possession. Like, then the total's way too low. Is Houston gonna be allowed to physical them? Then it's 61-42. You know, like, that's, again, side and total, a lot dictated by the officiating. I do like Duke in general at the price, and we're against each other, which went great with Iowa State last night.
And we'll maybe learn a little bit about John Shire tonight as a coach. We know Kelvin Sampson's awesome. Let's see how Duke comes out and plays tonight after getting embarrassed last year in the second round by Tennessee. Speaking of the Vols, Ken, Creighton getting bet a little bit right now as we do this live here. Tennessee, 3.5, but that 3.5 is used towards Creighton. Maybe we're heading down to Tennessee -3. Final game of the night, Tennessee and Creighton, 146.5 the total.
Yeah, I just like the idea of playing on Tennessee in this game. We've had some people on all week who have agreed. General consensus handicap seems to be like Creighton struggles with this type of team. Tennessee has athletes that Creighton has trouble handling. Creighton's going to have trouble stopping Tennessee. Just too physical of a team for what Creighton likes to do. I mean, the good news if you like Creighton is if they just make 75 three-pointers, it doesn't really matter. But on average, what do I think happens? I think you get a way better Tennessee performance than the second round. And I still think they're more likely to cover this number than not. At 2.5, this was when I liked it a lot. Now 3.5. Like, again, small bet Tennessee. I don't think there's any opinion tonight, now that Marquette and Tennessee have moved so much. Agreed. I don't think there's any opinion tonight that I'm just like, this is my favorite thing ever or something like that. It's more just like, yeah, I think Marquette's a little more likely to cover that number. Tennessee's a little more likely to cover that number. Duke's a little more likely to win probably than their price. Gonzaga, Purdue, shrug emoji.
Yep, I agree with all of that. So my bets for tonight, without, like, I liked Carolina. It's just, Marquette. Purdue, Houston, Tennessee. Can't wait to be broke tomorrow morning when we're back at 8 a.m. Okay, that's the college basketball bets. Ken, what do you have for tonight? Let's go to baseball next. What do you have tonight? Hashtag on the diamond.
Yeah, so I mentioned I bet Vlad to hit a homer. That game just had first pitch. You could lie better right now. I bet Toronto again in that game. They got played against pretty aggressively, like 30 cents. They opened a favorite, closed a pretty reasonable underdog. Like, I'm just going to keep playing on Toronto to start this year. I think they might be kind of on to something. Vlad's kind of back to his form that he was on to before. Maybe the market doesn't capture that effectively just for a few games, and then everyone kind of wakes up to that it's like a consistent thing with Toronto this year. And maybe Tampa's like not quite as good as we think, lost a ton of pitchers to the IL. Like, can they just like recoup everything? And Eflin wasn't very good yesterday. So I like Toronto a lot in that game. I'm going to play Cleveland, and maybe I'm like the sucker here. No show for Oakland yesterday against Bieber, who was awesome. Game two of this series, just the price is crazy. Like, any team that's competent against Oakland, I don't care where the game is. No fans go. They're all protesting. So, like, Cleveland 125, 130 against Oakland. I get it. Like, it's not Bieber again, and it's not Tristan McKenzie, but, like, just seems short to, like, go against Oakland in the game. And then I like the Red Sox again. It's a little trickier tonight with Kirby, I think, who I like this year, and Jake likes, I think, too. But I like a plus price on the Red Sox. Might be moving toward, like, Cora for manager of the year if they can figure this out when everyone thinks they're going to stink. And if they can, like, hold up in the AL East, that would be, like, a pretty strong narrative.
I'd like to bet the Red Sox. I think I'm going to pass. I'll join you on Cleveland. Like, just like, hey, right. Fading Oakland sounds really good.
I didn't talk about team because I figured you'd talk about them, but we are on the same side of that game.
Yeah. I bet the Yankees yesterday. It was awesome. It was a really like great comeback win. Carlos Rodon pitching tonight. And like, if you get like good Carlos Rodon, like they could easily win the game. I think he's such a roll of the dice that like, I'll just watch that game as a fan. If I had to bet the game, like gun to my head, like life depends on the outcome, I'd take Houston. Like, I don't think you can't trust Rodon. Not yet, at least. Like, let him prove it a little bit first. And I think New Yorkers will love him if he has a good second season in the Bronx. And if not, he's going to get booed out of the building. When he's back in the Bronx, they'll love him in Houston. One bet that I will make tonight, another one that I'll make, I'll bet San Francisco. I'll bet the Giants on the road against the Padres. It's a little bit of a morbid handicap. Last night was like a cathartic release for the Padres. They played the two games in Seoul, South Korea last week against the Dodgers. They honored their owner who passed away this offseason, and it was like a huge thing. All the players were talking about it. Fernando Tatis had like the custom cleats, like the owner's face on it. It's a huge thing for San Diego. Like, the fans were going nuts the entire game. Maybe get a little emotional letdown tonight against Bob Melvin in San Francisco against his old team. I'll play the Giants for a couple bucks on the road at the San Diego Padres. Ken, anything for you in the NHL or the NBA to wrap?
NHL, nothing. NBA, like a total minefield, obviously, with a ton of injuries. At some point next week, we'll do updates on some awards to see if we need to. Is Coach of the Year totally done for sure? That's an interesting question. Is Clutch Player of the Year pivoting hard back to Steph Curry after he like put away the Magic the other night, made the sleep motion? And then like Most Improved Player, Sixth Man, is this coming back and forth? Everyone's betting Naz Reid because he's getting a huge push. Like, does he play tonight? What do the Timberwolves do? How many minutes does he play? Awards are like kind of, the door is opening on a lot of them again in a pretty interesting way. And tonight's games are going to be pretty impactful, I think, in a couple of those.
All right. I'd like to bet the Devils tonight. Any thought there? Devils at the Sabres, the one hockey game tonight?
Not really, sorry. Just, these seem like quantities to me. So I guess maybe that's take the Sabres then, if that's the case.
Um, Hold on. I want to see something quickly here. Devin Levi is starting tonight for Buffalo. I'm going to bet the Devils tonight. If Lekkonen were starting, I would have bet Buffalo. I'll bet the Devils. All right, that does it for the Friday edition of the show. Ken and I will be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off. Three great guests and our breakdowns of the Elite Eight tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.